Happy, happy Sunday. It is March 12th, and today we reached a high of 41 degrees, and you can expect a low of 31 degrees tonight. Let's get into our top stories, and we start with this one. Police say Officer Christopher Stone from Durham was injured in a head-on collision around 3 a.m. It happened along NC Highway 55. A vehicle traveling in the wrong direction struck the officer's car between Odyssey Drive and Carpenter Fletcher Road. The officer had to be extracted from the vehicle. The driver was identified as 21-year-old Mikael Young. Both were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. Young faces multiple charges, including DWI. Fentanyl continues to take lives in North Carolina. It's the subject of our brand new WRAL documentary, Crisis Next Door, which premieres this Wednesday night at 7:30. The latest numbers show more than 4,000 people in North Carolina died from drug overdoses in 2021, the highest number of drug abuse deaths ever recorded in our state. And at least 77% of those deaths involve fentanyl. All right, another story. We are keeping tabs on two major voting rights cases are getting controversial do-overs this week, and they could have major ramifications for future elections. But our NC Capitol team reports that court politics are taking center stage. Republicans lost the cases last year when the state Supreme Court had a Democratic majority. Now the court has mostly Republicans. If the court reverses the decisions, voters could be required to show IDs when they cast ballots in the 2024 elections. That could favor GOP candidates in this swing state. Lawmakers could also have more power to gerrymander their own districts and the state's 14 congressional seats. For more on the cases, visit nccapitol.com. Well, before I let you go, I do want to remind you to please download the WRAL Weather app. It has everything you need to know before you head outside the door. It is absolutely free for Apple and Android users. I'll see you later. Stay safe out there.